My special guest today is Carl Liebenberg. Welcome, Carl.
Thank you.
Good to see you.
Good to see you too.
Welcome to the wonderful world of 88 FM. Real radio we are here. And also with you is Rebecca Oscroft, as she represents Jarvitz, of course.
Yes, yes.
Who are very much involved, as they would be, because, you know, they're pretty good.
Yeah.
In your project.
Yeah, yeah, they are.
So it's a collaboration between the two of you.
So, just to start off from the beginning, I'm a water photographer, surf photographer. And I wanted to do a book on surfing. And what happened was I started taking photos of all the surf spots, and I ended up at Tiffany's Beach, one of the main surf ski beaches. And I actually met up with Vern, who works at Jarwitz Real Estate. And he was quite interested in what I was doing, and he wanted to collab with me. So initially, because he's part of the lifestyle that I was capturing in that, we kind of got this partnership quite early.
Take us back to the beginning when you were a young lighty. What took you to the water, you know, as opposed to kicking a football or, I don't know, karate or whatever the case may be?
So I started off in Durban years ago, in the 80s and 90s. I've been bodyboarding, or wave riding, should you call. And I've got to travel around the world through bodyboarding. I've been to all the major surf spots in the world, from Hawaii to Tahiti to Australia.
And did you win some?
No, I didn't. I actually got in converted to actually becoming an official judge and judging the bodyboard world tour. So that's how I also kind of got to travel.
What does it take for you to become a judge? I mean, did you have to pass some kind of exams or something? Or?
I was just part of the... You start off
the
small.
Fraternity.
Yeah, the fraternity, the clubs and that. And I just had a good eye of being aware of things and having a certain eye and of seeing what's going on and basically being mutual and kind of converted to photography as well. I've been in front of the camera back in the day when we had magazines, and I used to get a lot of photos taken, and then now I'm behind the camera.
All right, now outside of the competitions, you were watching surf videos at the local surf shop and reading every magazine you could get your hands on. Now, those influences shaped not only your writing style, but your understanding, I'm right in saying, I think,
yeah,
of photography.
Yeah, no, for sure. I got the understanding of it through all those looking at the magazines and seeing what's cool or not cool. And it's come through now. I'm trying to take those photos and show people what I'm doing.
All right. Now, there's two images that you're very especially proud of. Tell us about those.
So back in the day, actually international, one of probably the world's best photographers back then was Chris Van Ennep. And I actually got a photo at Cave Rock in Durban. And literally that was the poster, or the first boogie board poster back in the day. Literally every kid had that on their wall. And then the second one was quite a unique angle he got of me, which went into quite a few international magazines, which I was quite proud of.
Now, you realize that simply posting images on social media didn't fully sort of capture what makes the coastline special. You know, I hate to say this, but I think social media is overrated as well, because to a degree, that, you know, you're on your phone, and I do it myself, and you're scrolling through and you're missing things, and the phone rings and you go to the loo and you pour yourself a glass of wine. Do you hear where I'm coming from?
100%.
So this probably one of the reasons, I would imagine, that you said, I'm a damn fine photographer.
100%.
And I want to put this into a book.
Correct. Because I'm swimming and it takes me an hour, 2 hours to swim to just get that shot physically, and where someone could stand on the beach and take a photo, it's completely different. And it just doesn't do justification posting on social media. So I've got to the point where, hang on, let's do a book. And it's kind of evolved from just doing surfing to actually shooting all ocean activities of Bolito.
I'm dying to see the photographs.
Yeah.
I really am. Not on social media, because that would be defeating the object, I would imagine, obviously. So they're kind of kept in a secret vault somewhere, ready for release.
Okay. Yes.
What can we expect with the book?
So what I've done is I've been capturing the last couple of years, and then kind of we've actually had a really good summer in Bolito. So every surf spot, I've captured what's going on there. So from surf ski, swimming, fishing, spear fishing, crayfish, longboard, bodyboard, of all ocean activities happening in Bellito.
So how many pictures in total? Or you're not quite sure?
So the book's a square visual book, 132 pages.
Wow.
So it's probably about 300 images. That's all taken, most of them taken in the water. So the local community will know who's who. So it's from the elite, and we have a number of world champion elite athletes, to just the kids from the Salt Rock Nippers Club enjoying themselves with their parents and having fun.
What's your target market with the book?
The community. It's
from 5 years old to 500 years old.
Yes, it's all about the community, what the community does here. Why do we live in the bubble? Why do we live here on the east, on the coast here, with warm water, the best place to fish, best place to surf, to swim, to do everything here? This is why we live here.
You love it, don't you? I can see.
100%.
Bellito boy through and through.
Yeah, 100%. And I was a Durban boy and... it's all good now.
You made the move.
Yes.
I want to tell you something, that this young man in front of me is 51 years old and he looks like 27. I really need to know what you're taking, because I'd like some, please.
It's waking up in the morning and seeing the sun, enjoying the ocean and living a healthy lifestyle.
You're very positive about life.
100%. You've got to be, and got to be grateful, and every day is a good day. Like if you wake up and you see the sun and
you
see.
Well, if you wake up, that's a good start, isn't it?
Yeah,
I really mean that. You know, if you don't have your health, you have absolutely nothing at all.
Correct. Yeah.
Gee, all right. So how do we look at all these pictures? When is it going to be released? Is it in the middle of being published at the moment as we speak?
Yes. So it's getting published in this month. And in July, when it's holiday season, I'll be announcing a book launch, and it'll be in selected stores. So there'll be a few stores in the community that from Bellito to Salt Rock, it'll be in some stores that are available. And at the book launch, I'll have it available. And then what I'm also trying to do is get people together. You know, it's get to meet the world champions or the elite people. So that is very important. So there are people, for example, Mark Pengelly, who's 80 years old, he's done every single mid mile.
He's 80.
80. He does activities every single day.
most people have kicked the bucket by then, haven't they, really? Let's be honest.
Yeah. And he lives here. He lives here. So you want to meet these people and get them together. So it's putting everyone together.
Can we talk price yet or not? Or has that not been decided?
Not yet. Just okay. We'll, the people will know.
That's fine.
Yeah.
So I would imagine that on the launch, people can come along, meet you, shake your hand, and get their book autographed by yourself.
Yes. And the people that are in the book themselves.
Special people.
So I can almost name drop. So it's Grant Twiggy Baker, the big wave world champion. Hank McGregor, surf ski world champion.
Wow.
Mark Pengelly, a mid-mile legend.
Are they all built Bellito based, these guys?
All Bellito.
Everybody's moving here.
Yeah.
I think I need to leave Westville quickly.
Yeah. And then Mark De La Haye, fishing legend, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, there are people here that are the elite to just normal people.
So the pictures, we're looking at humans. We're looking at scenic views. We're looking at fish, I would imagine.
Yeah, animals. Fish, catching crayfish, exciting. Catching waves.
It's really exciting.
Yeah.
Good.
No, so I believe I've captured it all. It's all my images. So it's a unique perspective. And it's more visual. So it's something that the local community want to just show, and it'll be on their coffee table.
How long has it taken, Carl, to put all this together?
It feels like it's been 6 to 8 months, but it's actually been longer to get that angle, to get everything. And it's been a grind every single day to figure things out and learn about to do this, because there is no book of Bellito.
No.
There's nothing to show.
All right. Now Jenny is with Jenny. Do you want to come forward? Have a quick word in our ear there, because get nice and close. No, nice and close. There. That's it. How are you doing?
I'm good. Thanks.
Good. Good. Welcome. I'm throwing you in at the deep end here, really.
You are.
But Bus Jarvis, and you're a client of the radio station as well.
Yes, we are.
What really made you sit up and take notice of this good-looking fella and go, we need to do a collab?
Well, our marketing for Jarvis is lifestyle-based. So all our agents live here, where our families are brought up here. We live that ocean lifestyle. And after Vern told us about Carl's project, we had a look at some of his photos and it just aligned perfectly.
Are they brilliant?
They're amazing. They're stunning. Get him to show you after the show. They're
I'm going to wait till the launch and I shall be there.
So it just made sense to get on board with this.
100%. Yeah. Well, good. Well done to you for supporting local.
No, it's
great stuff.
It's going to be a stunning book.
Fantastic.
And I can't wait to see it.
All right. Yeah. Me too. Yeah. Thank you for talking to us, Carl.
Thank you.
Good luck, man.
I appreciate it.
And we'll see you at the launch.
Yeah. No, it'll get everyone together. It'll be great. And
when do you reckon?
It'll be in the middle of July.
Okay.
Just before, we'll announce the days shortly.
And venue
and that. So there might be one or two launches just to get in different areas. And cool. Yeah, we'll send you the invite.
All right, mate. Perfect.
Thank you.
See you then. Sir. Cheers.
Cheers.